Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a joy to be here, huh, church? Oh, it's amazing to be with you all here. And my name is Pastor Marcus Price, and I have the honor, the privilege, and just the overwhelming joy to be able to be named as your all's head pastor here at Revolution. It's exciting. And so I don't want to forget anything. I believe that I am dismissing the children now. So Coop is back there. See, look at that. Y'all help a pastor, please. Please. I'm going to be relying on you all to help me because I'm so excited. And sometimes when I get excited, I get real fired out of a cannon. But I'm glad to be here this morning. And would you please pray with me as we begin our teaching this morning? Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this opportunity to come together, to break bread with one another, to worship through song, through scripture, through prayer, through community, through joining together with one another in a place that is holy and sacred ground. Because your Spirit is poured out in this place. And so come, Holy Spirit, come this morning. God, I pray that you speak within me and within all of us this morning, that God, you speak through me, and most importantly, Lord, that you speak in spite of me. Let your will be done. It's in your Son's holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. And so this morning, I'm sure you all are wondering, who is this new pastor, right? Since you have got the news of my arrival, likewise, when I learned that I would be coming to Revolution, my mind started wondering, and immediately I started to begin praying for you all, because I know the power of prayer in the moment. And I've been blessed because each and every step of the way, I knew that this is the place that God has set for me. And so I'm excited to finally get to see this wonderful community. This week, I was able to bring all my boxes of books in, and Micah was wonderful enough to be here. But it was quiet a little bit on Tuesday and Wednesday, so I got to focus. You know, I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, so working from home isn't really an option for me. And so being here, I was able to prepare and get ready for this wonderful morning. And so a little bit about me, and I say this as a word of warning, because I'm being really good right now. Usually, I don't stay behind one of these. And I tell you all this at the beginning because I don't want to freak anyone out, but I like to wander a little bit. So if I'm walking around during the teaching, I'm not going to put a hand on you. I'm not looking for an answer. I'm not trying to say, hey, you really need to listen to this. I can't think if I'm standing still. That's just something about me. If you tied my hands behind my back, I probably wouldn't be able to speak. That's just the truth of it. The second thing is, I was a youth pastor for 7 years. And so I learned a lot about myself because teenagers don't really hold a lot back, right? And they'll speak truth. And so one Sunday night after doing my lesson, one of my sweet, sweet, sweet sixth grade girls came up to me and said, Pastor Marcus, I promise I'm going to listen to you because I don't want you to be angry at me anymore. And I was kind of confused because I wasn't angry at anybody. She said, you were yelling a little bit. And that's when I realized, for me, when I am passionate, and I come from a family that we're loud talkers, and we're usually talking over one another. And so it just kind of happens. When I get passionate, I get loud. But I'm not angry at any of y'all, okay? I'm not mad to be here. I'm just a little passionate, right? So if I get a little loud, I'm sure the wonderful folk at the soundboard will help us out, right? And so those are kind of my warnings for this morning. And so now I have a question, because not just am I, you know, you all are getting to know me, but I would also like to get to know you all as well, right? And so, do I have any gardeners in the church? I've got some. Wonderful. Well, my grandmother was an avid gardener. And during this time of the year, it would be very, it would be a regular occurrence to go outside in her house down in Bell County, Kentucky. If y'all know anywhere, you know, southeastern Kentucky, Pineville, up there on Cedar Street, okay? And she would be covered in dirt, digging through her garden. It was something that she loved to do. And so when I got the opportunity to have a house of my own, and we got settled down, I said, you know what, I'm going to start gardening. What I didn't realize is there's a lot of things you need to know about gardening. First and foremost, especially for me, I just kind of went and bought all kinds of stuff. I had 50 different types of seeds, and I was going to go out and till up a row, and then I was going to start planting. Well, a few weeks later, I was real proud of myself too. And I would tell my wife, Haley, right here, who I hope you get to know, I said, oh, this is going to be wonderful. Just like Mamaw used to do, I'm going out and I'm planting a garden and it's going to be wonderful. Well, when everything starts sprouting, and if you didn't do the smart thing of putting a little sign in front of the rows, everything starts to kind of jumble up a little bit. And I started to wonder, is that a carrot or a weed? Is that a tomato plant or is that crabgrass? I had no idea. And so I got to go out every morning and look at my field of grass and look and say, well, I hope something comes of that. And it taught me, you know, sometimes you got to have a little order, but also you got to kind of know what's happening. And you can't just look and see, well, that's what that is. That's what that is. And so this morning, we're going to be going into the parable of the sower, okay? And the question that I will ask of you all, okay, besides just who are my gardeners, and this is a question that is not rhetorical. I want you all to tell me either this afternoon or throughout the week or email me or text me or whatever. I want the answer to this, right? And it is, what is growing here at Revolution? You see, Jesus, when he was teaching the disciples in the crowds, he would use parables, and one of the parables or stories that he used was about a sower. And so the sower goes out and starts to spread seeds all around. Now, the first thing that I think is important to note is that Jesus doesn't say, well, there was a particular garden that the sower was going out to. This was just the sower went out and sowed seeds indiscriminately. And so as the sower was going out and doing this, seeds were falling on all different types of soil. And so the scripture says in Matthew chapter 13, and it should be on the screens now, that the same day Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came up and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they did not have much depth of soil. And they sprang up quickly, but when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. And so Jesus is teaching about spiritual things, right? The parables, I love the parables, first and foremost, because they speak about God, but in ways that folks, and I am folks, would understand. And so Jesus is using this gardening metaphor and is saying, well, first of all, who is the sower in this passage, in this parable? Well, my seminary education, which I just graduated, I'm so glad I'm done. I'm so glad I'm done. Because I was ready to, you know, I had been in seminary. I took the slow walk through seminary, if anyone can relate to that. Oh, yeah. Oh, amazing. And so I know, you know, God is the sower, right? I think I have the authority to say that. And so Jesus is teaching about how God is going out and is sowing these seeds. Well, that's the first thing that you can learn about your new pastor. I believe in God. That's a good thing, right? Okay, so we're already checking the marks, right? He believes in God. Okay, good. We got that. Perfect. But like I said earlier, you know, God is going out and is sowing seeds indiscriminately. There's not necessarily this vision, and I believe that that's how the Holy Spirit works in the world. Now, I have a very robust belief of the Holy Spirit. That's something that you will also get to know about me. And I think it's a beautiful image where God is going out and sowing all these seeds. And all these different soils that the seed falls on, I like to think that really they're circumstantial, right? Some of the seeds fell on a path, and I know the truth of life is sometimes the seed of God has fallen on a path in my life. Sometimes it just didn't have a chance. A good thing happened, but I just couldn't recognize it, right? And then some other seed fell on thorny soil or rocky soil. And I know that for me, sometimes things get rocky and things are tough. But God still sowed the seed there, right? God still gave a chance for something to grow. And then there's that good soil in the perfect situation. And prayer was surrounding it. And the right volunteers. And the right season in the church. And then something beautiful happened and it sprang up and it grew. And it provided fruit. And so when I ask the question at the beginning of what are we growing here, please know that I am not the gardener. And that's an amen, because God is the one that is planting seeds. And just like how I found out when I first started gardening, sometimes it's not readily available what is growing where. Looking around this church building, I am fairly astute. And so I got to see a beautiful sign back there for VBS. Who's excited for VBS? I'm excited for VBS. And for me, that's a sign of something that is growing here at Revolution. That we as a church are putting time and effort and energy to make a separate space and an opportunity for children to come and learn and grow and have a safe place here at the church. To encounter God in ways that will stick with them for years and for years. I see signs for clout. And I know that this is a very important connection with the church. That this church takes the opportunity to hold folks accountable, to speak up for justice and for mercy, and to partner with other churches. And to do wonderful things for our community. These are things that are growing and that are worth celebrating. I would call these are the zucchini plants, right? Have y'all ever planted zucchini? I knew where zucchini was, okay? When I planted it, I planted like 4 or 5 different spots of zucchini. Everybody had zucchini on my street, okay? And those are the things, but then I also planted carrots. And carrots, they look a lot like weeds. And you have to really look. And then you don't even know what's going on under the surface until it's time to dig them up, right? There may be some things here that I could look around and say, well, I just don't really see that. Or I didn't notice that. Or I didn't recognize that. I didn't plan it. And so now I'm seeing what you all bring and say, hey, Pastor Marcus, I'm growing this. And it's beautiful. And you probably didn't know, but it's worth celebrating. And so that's where I am excited to get to know you all. Because I want to know why this church matters to you. Why do you choose to come here? What makes Revolution an amazing church that Micah speaks about and that Pastor Rachel spoke about to me? And spoke so highly about the amazing things that are happening here. I want to participate with that because part of my role is to help support and to nurture and to help assist in the ways that this church is doing ministry. We are not tilling the soil up because I get here. That's not what I want from this church family. What I want is I want to know these are the things that are happening here. These are the celebrations. These are the things that are growing and that are being found by God and being poured into. And so would you all help me with that? You think you can help me with that? Part of what I wanted to have happen this morning, not just to introduce myself, but I also wanted to give an opportunity. And so, again, my wonderful wife, Haley. Wait, yeah, there she is. We created a little half sheet of paper, and I'm going to share this with you all. And if you don't have one, please find one. And Mike is holding it up back there. Thank you, Pastor Micah. But this is a little half sheet, and this helps me streamline and get to know you all quicker than just you trying to track me down, because I'm coming from Oldham County and I'm driving in. I'm tough to catch sometimes, especially on 71. I'm going. But it has your name. It has family members, other family members, if applicable. It has how long you've worshipped here, because that's something too. Some folks, this may be, you know, you've been here for a year, been here for a couple years. Some folks may have came and helped plant this church. That's important for me because I'm able to see the scope of what God has been doing and be able to have conversations, because maybe I have a really great idea and somebody can say, oh, we tried that. It was rocky soil. It didn't work really well. That's important things for me to know. And then additionally, what first brought you to Revolution? I want to know what the DNA and what the makeup of this garden is. Is it, well, we felt like we could be ourselves? That's important for me to know. Oh, it's because I loved, you know, the worship, the way the worship happened. I love that there were children opportunity. Whatever the case is, I want to know that. And additionally, what's one thing that you hope Revolution always has or does? You know, they drill into young first-time pastors' heads, don't change anything, okay? This is an important thing for me to know what are, if there was nothing else, what is the value, what brings you, what would you wish that always is part of the DNA of this church? Because those are valuable for me, not only to get to know this church, but to get to know why you all want to be here. It's part of our story. It's part of our narrative. It's what makes us us. And then the next line, and I'm going to put a little asterisk here, okay? What is one thing you wish you could change about Revolution? Now, I'm not going to share these with anybody, but this is an open invitation to say, you know, what's something that's been going on in the back of your head? What's something that you're like, We don't do this, but I wish we did. Or we do this, and it isn't working. Now, be kind, you know. But this is an opportunity, again, for me, not necessarily to start my checklist of, oh, I need to start fixing these things, but to know, okay, where is the visioning going? What's the hope? What's the dreams? What are the things that we wish we did or didn't do that would make church, make this community more cohesive? Or more in line with what we feel like Jesus is leading us to? And then, what's one thing that you would like Pastor Marcus to know about you? It's up to you, right? If it's, I like gardening, I like making, you know, like making a good cup of coffee, I enjoy rooting on this sports team or that sports team, and I'll let you figure out who I root for. Kendall's laughing. Kendall's laughing. Well, you'll just figure it out. And so then it has your contact information. And I promise, you know, I'm not going to just inundate y'all with information. I'm not just going to be flooding you all with stuff. But if you would like to have a phone conversation, if you would like to send an email, and it kind of goes in that order. If you reach out an email, amazing. I'll get to it within a day. If you text me, I'll get to it within an hour. If you call me, now I probably won't have your number saved, so please like leave a message and then I'll call back because it's a Revolution number because I don't have all y'all's numbers in my phone saved yet. But then, what would you prefer, right? Because I don't want to send an email and you never check an email, or send a text message and you're like, please do not text me, Pastor. I don't need that as a part of, you know, when I get home. And then, would you like to have an in-person meeting with me? And this is your all's time. I want to carve out time for you all to be able to get to know me and vice versa, so that I can be able to not just have time on Sunday morning, but to be able to know people and lives and faith stories and be able to share in that community and get to know you all on a better basis. And so if you would please think about filling that out, this would help me greatly. And I think we're going to have a little reception type thing afterwards. Did you bring your camera? Haley brought a little Polaroid camera, okay? And so this is how I kind of remember and can set myself up well, is that when you turn in this little half sheet of paper, if you would feel comfortable, we would love to just take like a little picture or whatever. And that helps me because I came from a church of having a church directory, right? And I don't do Facebook much, so I'm not going to like type up people on Facebook and like, oh, look, they're canoeing. That's wonderful. That's who that is. For me, that will help me to get to know you all and put faces with names, and that will be a blessing for me. So we'll have that, but I just wanted to make sure that everyone was aware of what I wanted from this. And all of this helps me to be able to get to know this church better. Because my family, we want to be a part of this church. We're here, and we're ready to be connected with you all. And so this helps me greatly. So do we all have our homework written down? Everybody knows what? So to end where we began, I ask, what is growing at Revolution? What are the celebrations that we have to share, to bring to the table, like a farmer's market of God, saying, hey, this is growing and you may not recognize it or realize it, but I want to share this with you. I would love to have those conversations. Would you pray with me? Gracious and almighty God, it is a joy to be here this morning and to read your scripture and to dream about the garden that is being grown here at Revolution. God, I am thankful for the opportunity to begin this chapter, to be able to be surrounded by folks who want to follow in your footsteps. God, you are calling to us and you are planting seeds throughout. Your love is being sown all across our community and in our city, in our state and in our world. And I pray, Lord, that you allow us to have eyes to see that good work happening. Allow me to get to know this wonderful church family. And God, I pray that you allow myself to be a part of the fabric of this space. Allow us to do ministry together, to make a difference in the world, to transform lives together, to be able to glorify you in what we do. Because you are a good God. You are with us and your Spirit is pouring out in this world. Let us be able to recognize your blessings. Be with us and before us. It's in your Son's holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.